WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. We're happy you're here with us on our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. The government shutdown impacting aviation and United Airlines trying to find new sources for revenue. Some of the things we can talk to Brian Summers about this morning. Brian joins us by phone this morning from Los Angeles. He's senior aviation business editor for Skift.com. And Brian, the government shutdown, there's more evidence this past week that the government shutdown is having a number of different effects on aviation. What do you know?
Yes, Steve. In some ways, it's getting better, actually, and in many ways, it's getting worse. Where it's getting worse is with the TSA and security screening. The last couple of weeks, the TSA said it had everything under control. It said it had a few more employees taking sick time than before. This week, they came out and said, you know what, we have a lot of screeners who are calling in and saying that they can't work today. They're being honest with us. They're not saying they're sick. They're saying that they can't afford to work for no pay in perpetuity. So that's caused longer lines at some airports. I don't think Chicago has been that bad. I know Atlanta has not been great. Most airlines say that they can cope. There are some reports of people missing their flights. But again, airlines say operationally they're okay. So that's one thing. The other thing is, I think last week, Steve, we talked about aircraft safety. And one good thing that happened in the last couple of days is that the FAA has recalled thousands of safety inspectors. Perhaps the FAA didn't realize that the shutdown was going to last this long. I think it's important for the whole nation's air traffic safety program that these inspectors come back to work. So that's another thing. A third thing is on the airline side. Delta and United reported earnings this week. The government is actually a pretty big client of most big U.S. airlines. And Delta said this month, January, they estimate they've lost $25 million in revenue because government people aren't traveling, both on business and really they're not traveling on pleasure, right? Because they're not getting paid and so they're canceling vacations and things like that. United also reported this week. They declined to give a number, but United has a pretty big hub at Washington, D.C., Dulles, and so you have to imagine it is affecting United's bottom line as well.
Brian, back to the TSA. There's no sign that the shutdown is going to end anytime soon. Really, no progress at all is being made on this. How much longer can this continue? I mean, one would expect that the TSA problems would just get worse going forward. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on politics, Steve, so it's hard for me to know when this is going to end. But you're right. I mean, if more and more TSA workers decide they don't want to come into work, the nation's air travel system could slow down, or I suppose at some point it could shut down, right, because people have to get through security. And, you know, there's folks out there, most of it is a joke, but it's on Twitter, and it comes around like this, and people are saying, look, the shutdown may end one day, not because of lots of big stuff going on in Washington, but because if people can't travel, folks are going to revolt. I mean, it may all come down to we have to open up the airports, and the only way that we can do that is open up the government, and maybe the government will reopen that way. Who knows?
Yeah, I've heard both of those, and I also heard somebody say that maybe the air traffic controllers ought to get in on this as well. Could either one of those organizations just walk out and stop this in its tracks? I mean, what are the rules where that is concerned?
You know, I don't know exactly what the rules are there, but you would imagine that if one of these groups walked off the job, whether it was legal or not, government might get to work a little bit faster. I mean, one difference between, say, TSA screeners and air traffic controllers is that TSA screeners, I mean, it's a good job, but it doesn't pay all that well. People come and go from the job. With air traffic control, it is like a professional, well-paying profession. And so you would think that controllers are much less likely to walk off the job because this is a 30-year career for them.
Brian, I want to move on to another story involving United Airlines and Apple. There was this story that broke, I think of it last week or in the last week, where there was a banner. Somebody caught the view of a banner at an event And it involved Apple being one of the biggest corporate clients at United. I don't think that's something that United necessarily wanted to slip out, but it did. What is this controversy all about?
Well, it's interesting, Steve. You're right. There was a banner in San Francisco that said exactly how much money Apple is worth to United every year. United estimated that the Apple corporate contract is worth about $150 million a year. Apple, of course, is based near San Francisco International Airport, which is a big United hub. United flies a lot of places to Asia from San Francisco, including Shanghai. So Apple is worth a ton of money to United. And my understanding is the reason that this banner was printed is because United wanted to let its employees know, like, hey, guys, Apple is worth a lot of money for us, and these people are going to be on your airplanes. And, of course, you should treat everyone well, but you really need to be treating the Apple employees well. And I think that the contract is up for renewal right now. You know, once the picture of this banner went public, United realized, hey, you know, we wanted to share this information with our employees, but we really didn't want it to go out there more broadly, and we never should have allowed the world to know exactly how much money Apple spends on us every year. Of course, it's not a surprise for most people, right? They're one of the biggest, most profitable companies in the world. They're based near United's hub, and of course, they spent a fortune on plane tickets.
Yeah, and there was, I think there some other clients as well were released on this. United says it's going to try to work to maybe keep this a little bit better secret. How are they going to do that?
Well, you know, there's a rule of thumb in our industry, Steve, right? I mean, when you have 80,000, 100,000 employees like a company like United does, once you share information with tens of thousands of employees, it's essentially like leaking it to the public. Once you tell that many people, nothing stays a secret for very long. So they're just, you know, they're not going to tell tens of thousands of employees who their best corporate customers are. They're going to tell the people who only need to know.
Brian, you have another cool story about United. United always looking for ways of increasing revenue, and it looks like they're going to look at premium seats, adding more premium seats to get more of those dollar signs.
Yeah, my understanding is that United is going to go with a special configuration on some of its Boeing 767. So right now, a lot of these airplanes have 30 seats in business class and 184 in economy. 30 is a good number, but there are certain markets, and I think that Chicago, London is one of them, where you could sell a whole lot of flatbed business class seats. There's just so much business traffic going back and forth. And especially in the winter, it's hard to sell coach because people aren't going on vacation to Europe in January. They're not going this week. And so United apparently is going to go with this new configuration of 46 seats in business class, 22 in premium economy, and only 99 in economy class. So basically half the plane is going to be taken up by premium seats. And you know, this seems like a good strategy in that premium demand is sky high right now, and United should be able to increase its margins in this way. Now, of course, Steve, if we get a recession next week or next year, United is going to have more trouble selling these seats, and the decision may look bad, but who knows what's going to happen in the future.
Are we talking millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of new revenue, or something less than that?
I would think it would be something less than that. This is what we would call a sub-fleet, so not even every one of United's Boeing 767s, but they haven't said how many. It won't be that many, and they'll just go to real good business markets. Again, London comes to mind.
All right. Brian, good conversation. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers is Senior Aviation Business Editor for Skift.com. That's at Skift on Twitter and Skift.com. Make sure you sign up, too, for the weekly Skift Airline Innovation Report. You can find that on their website, skift.com/airline is the address. And follow Brian as well on Twitter at Brian Summers.